And on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon, I mean beautiful, Cindy, fall day, Cindy Hendricks joins us from the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Isn't it just gorgeous weather?
I know. It's perfect. I mean, it's not too hot. It's not too cold. It's just, like, perfect.
Yeah.
But you know it's going to change.
Yeah, tomorrow sounds like rain all day and then the temperatures drop. So
I know. We have yet to turn our furnace on. Can you believe
that? Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, my wife bit the bullet over the weekend, so. Last week sometime it was, so. But it hasn't run much, so.
Yeah, so we'll see. Gary said, I think we're going to end up turning the furnace on now at the end of the week, so.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, what's happening at the library?
Well, we have all sorts of things going on at the library. I hope that you should take a peek at the pictures on Facebook from last night. We had a vintage sign class at the library, and it was super fun. It's so great to have in-person programming and all of that, and so I think people had a fabulous time. So to check out the pictures on our Facebook page just to see how much fun people were having.
Well, was that, again, a vintage what?
Vintage sign, and so it's basically a 4-foot plank board sign where they had a few choices of different things that you could put on it. You know, they're those big giant signs that some people have in their yards and by their houses and stuff. So it was really fun. I think people enjoyed it, and we're always trying to offer something unique and different here at the Appleton Public Library. And so I think that we didn't disappoint. I think people really enjoyed themselves. So.
Okay.
So, but we have other things coming up. In fact, Wednesday, the 20th, C. Sarah will be here from 4 to 6 p.m. to help people with their computer questions or technology questions. So keep that in mind. I mean, you can sign up and register with us, or you can just show up from 4 to 6 p.m. to have him help you. Also on Wednesday the 20th, we are going to offer a take-and-make grab bag for kids, children, and families, so you just can stop in any time after school or whenever until supplies last for some different take-and-make opportunities. We thought it was the perfect time since it's MEA weekend.
Okay.
And then on Monday the 25th, we have our Coffee, Cookies, and Chat book club. We are reading The Sanatorium by Sarah Pierce. And so we will be meeting on Monday, the 25th, at 5 p.m. to discuss that. And then, of course, next Wednesday, we've got our Lego Club that will be meeting on the 27th from 3:30 to 4:30. And so lots of kind of fun and exciting things that we have going on. And, of course, you know, before you know it, November will be here with a whole new lineup of fun and exciting things to do.
Yeah.
At the Appleton Library, yeah.
Then you start thinking about holiday stuff, right?
Oh, I know. We've already got all sorts of things planned. So you'll have to be listening for
awesome.
The new things that we have coming up. You know, we got to leave some secrets, you know, to draw people in.
Right. Yeah, I know Christmas is your favorite season. So.
Oh, I love Christmas. I love fall. I don't know, I guess I just love, like, all the seasons.
Right, right. Well, should we move into what are people reading? And it's, I know it's a busy time with new book releases and everything, isn't it?
Oh, there are so many. I mean, right now I could talk about, like, 10 or 12 new things that are out that are kind of fun and exciting. So I'm just going to talk about a couple of different things. Hardcover fiction, The Lincoln Highway by Amar Towles, is two friends who escaped from a juvenile work farm take Emmett Watson on an unexpected journey to New York City in 1954. That might have been an interesting thing to do. The Butler by Danielle Steele. So if you're a Danielle Steele fan, she's got, of course, a new book out. And then Three Sisters by Heather Morris is the third book in the Tattooist of Auschwitz series. And I know we've had a lot of people reading that series, so make sure that you sign up for that book as well. And lots of new nonfiction things, which I know you prefer.
Right.
Yeah, and so The Storyteller by Dave Grohl. I'm not sure if I said that right. It's a memoir by the musician known for his works of Foo Fighters and Nirvana. And then Stanley Tucci has a book out called Taste, and it's about meals and mishaps and his Italian-American heritage. I think it'd be kind of a fun book to look at. Like I said, there's just so many. There's Nothing for You Here by Fiona Hill is the foreign policy expert traces her life from being a coal miner's daughter in northern England to her testimony in the first impeachment inquiry for former President Trump. So, controversial book.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of different things. So if you've got a favorite author or something that you're interested in reading, stop on down, because there's just new stuff every week.
And we've said this before too, Cindy, the library is just more than books, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It really is. You know, we have so many things here. We've got a lot of programming going on. Of course, we have technology here for faxing, scanning to email. We've got computers here, laptops, iPads, wireless internet that's available 24/7, and sometimes I'll walk by here at night when we're closed and see people tapping into our wireless internet. And don't forget, we've got these hotspots too, where people can check them out just like you do a book and keep them for 28 days, and then you have instant Wi-Fi on the go.
Wow!
So just a little bit of everything here at the Appleton Library.
All right, if people want to get a hold of you, how can they do that, Cindy?
Well, they can give us a call, of course, at 320-289-1681. And, of course, we'd love to see people, so you can stop on in. We're located in the Appleton Civic Center. And our hours are Mondays and Fridays from 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 10 to 7, and Saturdays 10 to 2.
All right. Thanks, Cindy, and you have a good rest of the week, and we'll talk to you next time.
Yeah, and make sure to check out that Facebook page and our website for all sorts of new and exciting things. And check out those pictures for the vintage signs, Paul.
All right, I'll do that right now.
Thank
yep.
you. Have a great week.
Cindy Hendricks with the Appleton Public Library.